I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Would you like to sit down? Morning, everybody. The Old Testament lesson that Miss Debbie read just a few minutes ago is about Adam and Eve, the first humans ever created, and when they were living in the Garden of Eden. And it said that, well, first of all, they had eaten from a tree that God had told them not to eat from. And after they did that, they knew that they had done something wrong, that they had sinned against God. And so later that evening, when God came to spend some time with them, like God had been doing, they were afraid to be with God because they knew they had sinned. And so they hid from God. And then when God asks them what happened, it's interesting what they all say. First, Adam says, "Eve made me do it." And Eve said, "The serpent, the snake made me do it." And I think it's really interesting because I think that we all of us as humans, do the same thing, that when we are having conversation with God in prayer, sometimes we're afraid of what God is going to think, and we're afraid to tell God the things about ourselves that we don't necessarily like about ourselves, or the things that we do that we wish we hadn't done. We're afraid to say those to God. And so sometimes we hide those things from God. But then when the time comes to confess them and talk about them, one of the things that humans do so often is instead of accepting responsibility for what they've done wrong, we blame other people. We see it in the news. I think we all do it all the time. I know just the other day I was having an argument with my mother, and instead of accepting responsibility for my part in the argument, I wanted to be defensive and say, but I did this because you did this. So we all the time want to blame other people. But what God asks of us is to be honest with ourselves and with God about the things that we do wrong and the things that we wished we didn't do. And we can come to God in prayer and be honest in prayer. Because here's the thing, God already knows them anyway. Even if we were the best hiders in the world, we still couldn't hide anything from God. So God already knows. God just really asks us to be honest with God. And in just a minute, I'm going to preach on the psalm for today. And the psalms are probably my favorite book of the whole Bible, but the psalms help us to know what it can mean and look like to be really honest with God in our prayers. And so if you ever want to talk more about the Psalms, or if you're ever struggling about saying something to God where you want to say something to God and you just don't quite know how, or you don't have the words for it, you can ask me and I can help you with that, and maybe I can help you find a couple Psalms that might help you too. So finally, what I want to say is that when we are honest with ourselves and with God, and when we confess our sins, God always, always forgives us. There's nothing that we can do or say or not do or not say that will make God love us any less. God loves us so very much forever, and that can never be changed. And so it's always, always okay to be honest with God about our sins, because God will forgive us and love us forever. Let's pray. Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today. And thank you that you always hear our prayers. Help us to be honest with you. And help us to remember that you always forgive us and that you will love us forever. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may go back to your seats.